This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Emily, do you remember? Ah, the two of us trying to kill each other.
Simpler times.
The true histories must be preserved. Future generations will know what happened here today.
Tie him up.
With pleasure.
No! Wait!
Then we'll see what we can do about his other broadcasts.
No! My tapes! Don't! Wait! Tune in next time as the story of Our Fair City
continues!
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Well, dear listener, welcome back. For you, it may have been mere moments since you last listened to these true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. But it has been many years since I have stood at this desk, which has been carefully designed to maximize productivity and minimize personal comfort. I've missed it dearly. My last broadcast was interrupted by nefarious ruffians. And while their brutish treatment of your humble narrator will be the subject of a future diatribe, I feel it my duty to unfold the events of Heartlife's struggle in sequence, to whatever extent possible. Several volumes of my surveillance tapes have been recorded over with Adventures in Science, an exceptionally amateur work of audio fiction produced by the hapless Andrew Snidge, which, I might add, ends on a very frustrating cliffhanger. We rejoin our story of a city in disarray. The tunnels are flooded. Executor Teju Valentine has failed to maintain order in the lower levels of the tower. The people, yes, people of Heart Life, flirt with open rebellion, for no true policy in good standing would tolerate such sedition and perfidy. But out of this chaos, there is hope. The ant menace has been ended, and the upper levels of the tower are still secure. Our noble board of directors still stands, and what is Heart Life's true essence, if not its leaders? Dear listener, you must come to understand how the glory of Heart Life came to be diminished, so that it may be rekindled one day. Let us listen together.
Excuse me, everyone. It seems we have a celebrity among us, and, well, if we could have your attention for just a minute, he'd like to,
Come on, kid. Introduce me like I told you.
Fine. Here he is. The funniest hack in the funniest slacks, Archibald Funny Pants.
Well, hey! Good afternoon, policies and policettes. It's me, your old pal Archie. That's right, Archibald Funny Pants here in the flesh to entertain and amuse just for you. How's that for a treat, huh? Hey, I know things seem rough right now, but it's true what they say. A laugh a day keeps the doctor away. If you're laughing at him anyway, hey! Hey, did you hear the one about the ant who lost her antennae? Come on, work with me. I'm here to help.
If you're here to help, why don't you have any food?
Yeah, and why does the water taste funny?
The water's tainted! It made my little boy sick!
Why aren't you helping with that? We'll all get sick.
What's going on?
That's not my department. I'm a comedian!
What good's that?
Laughter. In times of trouble.
Won't make my son any better.
They say it's the best medicine?
The hell it is! Medicine is the best medicine!
I'm just trying to help.
My hero!
I don't see you drinking this foul water.
You look pretty well fed, too.
Maybe we better go, Archie.
No, Tim. The people love me. They just haven't realized. It's me, your old pal, Archie. Wahey! And this is Tim. Tim, say hello, you talented genius.
Why?
Just say it.
Don't drag me into this.
Ugh, some people have no instinct for comedy.
Yeah, like you. Hey, get a load of this chump. No food, poison water, and we should be grateful he's gracing us with his company.
Boo! Get out of here!
Hey, I'm a beloved celebrity, and I will not—
Shut up and beat feet, Archie! Well, that didn't go so well.
I've had worse shows.
You're a really bad comedian, aren't you?
Hey, I oughta—
Hush. We need to figure this out. People need food and water, and the company's not coming through for us.
What with the open rebellion and all?
It's not a rebellion. It's just a bunch of hungry people who are not cooperating with certain HeartLife mandates. Temporarily.
That's very diplomatic of you. But it's not going to get these people fed.
Hey, old man. Old man, I can see you there around the corner. Don't make me do this. Please. Fine. Say that again, Archie. It's not going to get these people fed.
Why should I? You didn't say my thing.
He won't come out unless you do it. Please.
It's not going to get these people fed.
Then what is?
We are, my boy!
The
Henderson cared for himself, yes, but also for others in their time of need.
And how do you propose we do that? Do you have a few thousand algae bars you've been hiding away?
Or even a couple?
No, but I know where we can get them.
You're gonna make me ask, aren't you?
Where?
Why, down in the algae fields, of course!
Hey, that's a great idea! You and me and Archie will be able to go through the flooded tunnels. I'm sure we don't need to breathe or anything. And then we'll find working equipment that wasn't damaged by the flood or the ants. Then we'll just teach ourselves to use it with no training or instructions. And then we'll haul up thousands of pounds of algae by hand to feed these hundreds of people.
It sounds stupid when you say it like that.
It is stupid. We got everyone into this mess, and we don't know what to do now that we're here.
But we're not alone. Look around you.
Yeah, these people hate me.
Well, so we'll find someone else to lead them.
What do you mean, lead?
Well, what do you think we're doing here? This is the start to a new way of life. The people are going to need some help adjusting.
And you think I should be in charge?
What? No. Someone else, you twit. It doesn't matter who, any idiot will do.
But not me?
Any other idiot. We can't just sit around and do nothing, can we?
Oh, these people seem willing and able to do just that.
I know who can help stir them up. Come on, we're going to go get Veronica. She'll help us.
No, I won't.
Please? I don't even know what a press conference is.
Neither do I. I'm an interior designer.
We're still not completely clear on what an interior designer is.
I'm beginning to think she made it up.
I did not make it up, and it does not involve planning press conferences.
Our usual line doesn't involve planning revolutions either, but we make do.
Come on, Ms. Hasher. The old man wants to make me wear our flag, and the current version smells even worse than I do.
I think it'll be inspiring.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, I was also thinking we might make some of the old dookie bombs we used to use to keep the ants at bay. You know, to remind the people of all we've done for them. Oh, you set a few of those babies off and you'll smell the nostalgia wafting for days.
You know, I think you're bluffing so that I'll say yes. But I'm really never sure with you. Fine. Let's get you cleaned up. Cleaned up. Cleaned up.
Cleaned up.
Drat.
Because we're not talking to them. If I could have your attention for a minute. Excuse me. Attention, please.
You can't stand there.
Well, I am.
No, I know. I mean, go stand in that corner.
Why?
You asked for my help. Now let me help. Okay, a little to the left.
He looks kind of majestic standing there like that.
I know, right? See how the lines of that wall naturally draw the eye to his face? And the lighting is just perfect. It's a real focal point of the room. I'd probably put a nice centerpiece there.
A centerpiece of what?
Never mind.
Could I have your attention, please?
Great acoustics, too.
Damn.
Well, I didn't go to design school for nothing.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment.
Not this funny jerk again.
No. No, Mr. Funny Pants won't be telling any more jokes today.
Do you promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
I know we're all hungry, and I think we have an idea for what to do about that. You see, right now the company won't provide us with any resources. But that's because we're not talking to them, letting them know that everything is okay.
It's not okay.
Well, no. But if we can pick a few folks to, you know, represent the will of the people?
What does that mean?
Well, it means they'll speak to the board of directors with your voice. But not literally. I mean, they'll tell them what you need and try to make sure you get it.
Like a manager?
Well, sort of. But you know how managers are accountable to HeartLife and their production quotas? These representatives will be accountable to you.
We'll be their bosses?
In a manner of speaking.
We are getting personal assistance?
No. Oh. It's like, out on the lightning rigs, we were a crew. We had a captain. She was our manager. But we had a crew chief, too. His name was Lucky Strike. And he looked out for us. Stood up for us when we needed something. Even told off the captain when he had to. That's what we're talking about here. Picking a few crew chiefs. It'll be their job to make sure we're all still safe when the ship makes land.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So who's going to volunteer?
I think you are, dear.
Me?
Yeah. That's only who I was going to suggest.
Well,
you're the man for the job, son.
Well, all right then. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll get us fresh water. I'll get us the medicine your people need.
Right.
And I'll get us all algae bars if it kills me.
Assuming a leadership position is only permissible when assigned by the company. With this thunderous applause, the once productive policy known affectionately as Clear Skies Tim has violated the sanctity of HeartLife's most sacred tradition, the org chart. Without the guidance of a corporate structure, naught but anarchy and bedlam can ensue. With empty promises, he has committed a capital offense and will surely be brought to justice. The company is a large and complex organism. Indeed, it behaves as a living thing. Information is traded between what adventures in science would call cells. But ultimately, the central nervous system knows what is best for all of us. You would not base your dietary decisions solely on your craving for junk food, nor would you base your fitness regimen on the comfort of your couch. The body must submit to the will of the mind. What consequences will ensue from this heinous transgression? Find out with me next time as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. Thank you also to everyone who came out to the Season 8 launch party earlier this month. It was wonderful to celebrate the final season with so many Loyal Policies. We're really excited to share that we've hit a big milestone on Patreon and are beginning production on an Our Fair City miniseries about Herbert West's time in Albuquerque before he came to HeartLife. We'll share more details on that as it comes together. If you want to help us make more great audio fiction, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. we'd like to give a special shout out to one of our manager level Patreon backers, Scarlett Moraine. Scarlett, thank you so much for your support, and it was so fantastic to meet you at the Season 8 launch. Thank you all again, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.